Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Today's episode is a little different as I'm taking a break from my scheduled episodes, and I'm not even in the studio right now. I'm sitting in my car. But it's different because I feel like there's something that I have to address. This week has been distressing. With the Charlie Kirk shooting and the school shooting in Denver. And a couple of weeks ago, if I remember right, there was a school shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. And on top of that, of course, we still have our hot political climate, war in Europe, wildfires, floods, earthquakes. And all that raises the question, why would God allow this? And we've encountered this question at some point, and we've probably asked it ourselves. I know I have. It's a question that as Christians, we feel we have to muster up an answer to. We're worried that if we can't give some detailed answer, that our ability to evangelize is somehow hindered. We feel that we lack the understanding of God that is required to witness to others. This week alone, I have pondered this question, and I keep trying to come up with detailed answers, you know, that reference scripture and go deep into theology. But then I realized something. I realized that if I was to answer this honestly, you know, why would God allow this? And I, you know, didn't try to come up with some fancy answer, but just was completely honest. I would have to say, I don't know. And that may seem like the worst possible answer, but sometimes in life, we just don't know why things happen. We don't need to pretend like we do. It's okay to not know. So I wanted to talk about a specific story from the Bible that I think might be fitting right now. Consider the story of Job. Job was a man who was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. In our minds, this man deserved to be showered with blessings and live a happy life. However, after a meeting between God and Satan, God showed the faithfulness of Job by removing his hedge of protection from around Job and allowing Satan to throw every attack he had at Job and his household. Job lost his home, his family, his friends, his livestock, and suffered all kinds of illnesses. Satan did everything he could, which was basically anything besides killing Job himself. After all of the suffering Job went through, he pleaded his case with God. He was confused, as any of us would be. He didn't understand why he had to suffer all of these things, even though he was righteous. In Job 38:4-7, God responded to him by saying, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" In these times, I would encourage you to read chapters 38-41 of Job as God's answer continues on. God didn't give Job a direct answer. He didn't tell Job about the meeting with Satan. God didn't say, "Let me explain." He said, "I'm all-powerful and all-knowing, and you are not." This may confuse some people, and I know it did me. I mean, why not just tell Job why? But that's just it. Even right there, what I just said, I'm questioning God's ways. I'm suggesting that he should have answered a different way. When God gave his answer to Job, he was also answering us. When we are met with the question of why, would God allow this? Sometimes the answer is simply, I don't know. I'm not all-powerful and all-knowing. His ways are not my ways. However, he is still the God of the universe, and I trust him even though I don't always understand his ways. Is it a satisfying answer? No. Is it the truth? Yes. We don't know everything, but we do know who God is, and that we don't have to fully understand him, but we have to fully trust him. God doesn't owe us an explanation. God doesn't need our approval. God isn't awaiting our performance review of him. We aren't God, and we just simply won't understand all of his ways. So at times like this, when we're asked why God is allowing all of this, we need to stop trying to sound smart and just be honest and say, I don't know. I also want to say that while we don't have all the answers, we know who is in control. We live in a lost world and a lost nation. Our world, our country, they need the light more than ever. So pray for our world, pray for our nation, and go out there and share the good news and bear the fruits of the Spirit. I don't know why things happen the way they do, but I do know that there are so many people out there that need Jesus. So go out there, love your neighbors, and tell them about our King, who will one day wipe away every tear.
Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.